The fragmentary remains of the Dominican Friary Church in St. Andrews represent one of the most intriguing pieces of architecture produced by the friars in medieval Scotland. There is a tradition that the Dominicans were present in St. Andrews from as early as the later 13th century, but the Friary Church in its later medieval form dates from after 1514, when Bishop William Elphinstone of Aberdeen left money to the Dominicans, and 2 years later it was decided that this should be used for the foundation of the friary in St. Andrews. It has to be remembered that the Dominicans were particularly associated with scholarship, and so it's not surprising that they should have wished to be associated with Scotland's premier academic foundation. The building itself is rather intriguing. The chapel may have been an addition that was made to the original building, because we know that permission was given to build out onto the street in 1525. So the chapel may well date from them. Rather interestingly, the Scottish Dominicans had been reformed by the province of Holland in 1510, and it may be that some architectural ideas were introduced at the same time, because two of the windows that survive in the chapel are very much of the sort of design that you would expect to find in the coastal provinces of Holland. Unfortunately, the friars were a particular target of the reformers, because they were perhaps seen as being the most effective defenders of the old forms of religion. And the friary was attacked first of all in 1547 by George Leslie. But it was in 1559 that the buildings were fairly thoroughly sacked, following a particularly fiery sermon by John Knox on the 11th of June 1559. The friars were forced to leave their house after that, and in 1567 the buildings were granted by Queen Mary to the municipality of St. Andrews. Unfortunately, it was very quickly after that that the buildings were demolished, because no particular use could be found for them. So all that we have left now is this small chapel, though excavations have shown that the main body of the church was a simple rectangular structure.